Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Welcome everyone. Tonight we're doing our second conference call on fixing the listings and getting some good ideas on how we can improve our listings that we currently have on the market. So thank you for jumping on, even if it's not one of your listings we're highlighting. I think you'll take away a few important tactics that you may want to try on your listings. But we are going to go through these fairly quickly. So if you're on the MLS, hopefully you can see my screen if you're logged in through the computer. I'm going to go ahead and just pull them up on the screen so that you can visually see what I'm going through. I will go ahead and announce if you're dialed in just without visuals tonight, I will announce the MLS number and that we're going to be talking about. And that way you can go back and check the MLS and get further information about what we're talking about. So the first one that we're going to go over tonight is MLS number 926950. And this is a property located on Whitman Avenue North in Shoreline. We're going to go ahead and look at that one right now. This one, it says in the remarks, ready for summer sun. Well, tonight is not summer sun. I think we're drifting more into fall, so the first feedback I would give this agent would be to update the remarks now that we're going into the winter season. Let's change up the remarks because we're not having some summer sun tonight. So let's go ahead and suggest that we revise the marketing remarks. Also, just a reminder, when you guys revise your marketing remarks, this is also another good opportunity to change your first photo or to make some other modifications such as price or agent remarks or things of that nature that will improve or remarket your listing. So since this property's been on the market for 135 days, having a look at the price or the marketing wouldn't be a bad time to do that at this point in time. So when we look at the listing, like we did last month, we didn't look at this one specifically. I'm looking at the remarks, and the remarks actually sound good. I mean, as far as easy commute, it's not talking about, you know, there's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I mean, that's obvious from the listing. It's trying to present the listing in a way that makes sense to a buyer in that demographic. This one is a listing we have been called about many times and directed many leads to this agent. So my guess is it's kind of a good listing to take on and actually get buyers. But ultimately, I think the goal is to sell the property if we list something. So hopefully tonight we'll get some good ideas on how to get this one sold. As far as remarks, change up the first sentence. Some of the key things when you're revising marketing remarks is to make the modification to the first or second line. Most agents, when they're scrolling through several listings at a time, they'll read like the first, you know, one or two sentences. So your first two lines in your marketing remarks are the most important. So changing out the summer sun to something that's more appropriate would be a good idea. I do like the easy commute. You may want to focus on a buyer, you know, that wants the easy commute. Don't miss the Northwest Treasure. You may move some of that language you had at the end of the remarks up to the beginning of the remarks. That might be a good suggestion that we can give you. And just looking at overall what you're saying about the property. Perhaps you were talking about the in-ground pool at the, you know, in the summertime, but now we want to talk about what are the type of buyers who are wanting this type of property. Commute, I think, would be a really key thing to focus on. Also, having a large lot size would be something else people have called about when they've asked about this listing, is what's the lot size. And the other thing is, you know, what is this rent for? Maybe it's an investment property, and they can just go ahead and do that. Another thing to consider when you're looking at this listing and making some adjustments to it, if you look at the listing on the SOC, it is only a 2% commission. And I know for a fact that is affecting the amount of interested buyers because of the commission amount only being 2%. Now, that might be what the seller is only agreeing to pay, and in that case, it is what it is. but that might be an opportunity for you to increase or incent the agents on the commission so you get more attraction. So 2% is a low commission amount in this area. When I did a search in the Shoreline area, most properties, I think, were averaging around 2.5, 2.7, something like that, when you average all of the commissions out. So that's on the low side of the commission amount. A couple other things on the agent remarks. Text or call owner occupant, please wait for a reply. I think that's good. It opens up the ability for people to actually call and get an appointment. Do not let the small dog outside. Anytime you want to emphasize something, you could cap it, but it also draws people's attention that there's dogs in this property. So you may want to consider making that lowercase, not all in caps. Agents are instructed to actually read the agent remarks before showing, so that would be in the remarks, just might not want to call attention to the dog outside. Or getting the dog in, you know, that there's a dog in the house that needs to be kenneled. Title was First American, so this agent has done a good job of making sure that we go with the title that's already been opened, like we talked about last month. It might be important to go ahead and provide the order number. So instead of First American, I would just say First American order number and then put the order number. That might be better so that they know that we've opened up title. And I like that the pool has all new efficient gas heater equipment. That's giving you some more information on how to sell that. If I was an agent writing this house and my client was interested in having a pool, that might be important to know. But you might want to revise that now that we're changing up the remarks and changing up the way this listing shows. Appliances newer and stay. Also another tactic to try to get the buyer's agents to write up an offer. Crawl space insulation redone. Leave the lights on. Thank you. Again, just adjusting the agent remarks to reflect the new remarks might be important to do. Think about agent remarks as, how do I best communicate with the agent that's going to be placing an offer on this home? What would I want to know? Put yourself in the buyer's agent's shoes and make those adjustments on the agent remarks that would help a buyer's agent write up this house over the others. So think about it when you write your agent remarks in that type of way. Since you've got on there showing information, text or call owner-occupant, please wait for a reply. I would change the showing information. There's a simple checkbox that needs to be adjusted, and you can remove the appointment and just indicate that it's a key box, owner call first, and pet in the house. But I would remove the appointment showing information. There are agents from other companies who only pull up listings that where they don't have to make an appointment. So by eliminating that option, you'll open yourself up to more buyer's agents who are looking to get out there and show as many properties to their buyer as possible. So, you know, you do have the agent remarks, text or call owner-occupant, please wait for a reply, and do not let the small dog outside, and leave the lights on. That all should be in the first probably line or two. But remove the showing. My recommendation would be remove the appointments from the showing information and just go with the key box, owner call first, and pet in the house. As we go to the supplementary documents, this agent has a legal description. At this point in time, when we're doing some adjustments to the listing, we also may want to consider attaching additional supplementary documents, especially if you want to share more about the property, such as the crawl space and insulation that was done. You know, you may want to provide a receipt of the crawl space and insulation that's been done, or a copy of the receipts for the appliances, or the Form 17 disclosure that talks about how the pool is set up, or any other additional information that will help a buyer put together a reasonable offer. So you might want to add some more supplementary documents along with the legal description at this point in time. The directions look good. I could find it just by kind of following along. That looks good. And love that there's opportunities for FHA and VA with